Hi, everybody. Kurt Schlichter here for Unredacted Town Hall VIP Podcast. I'm with my wife and co-author, Irina Moises. Hi.
Hi. This is happening, huh?
It's happening. I've got to do it. We were going to do it at the wedding, and I forgot. And that would be Larry O'Connor's wedding. Oh, not his wedding, his daughter's wedding. It was full of Marines and Navy guys.
And gals.
And gals. And it's a very nice Catholic church. Unlike the Methodist church, they have Jesus. So that was a, it was an interesting change for me.
That's for sure.
But
me too.
Larry behaved himself. He kept his dignity. Which is a nice change. It was a very nice wedding. It was down in San Juan Capistrano, near the Swallows. It was right by the mission.
Yeah. It was very nice, very pretty area.
It was nice. Went down in terrible weather. Good, freezing.
It's been cold down here.
It's cold. Everyone's like California, woo, warm. No, there's a certain percentage of the year it's cold and cloudy and crappy. And I just don't like it.
Yeah, it's been like this a lot.
Stupid California. Dumbass.
Stupid weather.
Dumbass California. By the way, did you see the social media team for Trump, I think, is going
insane?
It's I love the Pope Trump. And now suddenly all the people who want to, like, kill babies are super Catholic.
So, oh, right.
This is a terrible disgrace. I can't believe that you're being so... Oh, goodness, the sisters are perpetual indulgence. They're homosexuals and funny.
Perpetual.
They're transvestites or transsexuals or some weird shit. I don't know what the hell is up with them. But, they dress like nuns and it's great. But Trump doing it. Oh, no. I never. God, shut up. I think he does it just to get a reaction out of them. Don't you?
I think so.
And then there was because it's like Star Wars Day or something.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You're lying.
They did Trump as a Jedi. You're right. He's like got the lightsaber. And I get this. The Democrats are like, look, he's got a red lightsaber. You know what that means? He's a Sith. And I just feel like my virginity's coming back just by knowing that. I was like, oh my gosh, dude, have some dig. Have some dignity. Can you have some dignity, please?
The nerves, it without any dignity.
Oh, God. Freaking the party of incels. Are these guys even open?
They don't know.
I hope they're open. Let's see.
We shall find out.
They're open.
They are open.
All right. I'm turning the laundry because, of course, immediately after
Hello.
How are you?
Just dropping off.
Back to my Tuesday English, okay?
Perfect. Thank you. So, of course, we walk into the reception, right? And the first thing we're greeted by Larry, and he says, step up, have some appetizers. We have grilled cheese and tomato bisque. Now, while I love ketchup more than life itself, I hate the idea of tomato soup. Hate it.
Insane.
It has always grossed me out. Tomato juice? No. I don't know why. The whole thing's just nasty.
I don't know what's happening.
There's some weird stuff going on. So, I have the food was really good. I have the grilled cheese sandwich. And then I have...
Your thing is going upside. I don't know why.
Okay, now it's stopped. All right, and then I have a little of the tomato bisque, right? This is 10 seconds after I walk in for like a five-hour reception. Immediately, I get stuff on my tie and on my shirt. Immediately.
It really didn't.
It didn't even take long. It was just...
Not this time. Normally, it takes you like an hour.
I got off. It didn't stain the tie.
Yeah, that's true.
I got to take, and for like a half hour before we even got there, I'm like, should I wear my tie or not? And you're like, yes, wear your tie. Otherwise, I would have had it all over my shirt. But here's the thing.
little lawyer secret. Mm. I had a second blue shirt in the car.
I know, but you didn't change
into it. I didn't change into it because I got it off soon enough.
Okay.
But that's one of my lawyer secrets. Always have a spare shirt.
Good idea.
I have a spare shirt story about you too, but I'm not going to tell it because people want to be talking about the Trump stuff.
This is true. Talk more.
So now they also had the lo-fi Trump Ghibli picture thing.
Oh, right.
I don't know what any of that is. I know the Ghibli thing is like a like some Japanese animator style.
Oh, and isn't he upset about?
Yeah, he's upset.
Using or Trump using or something.
Yeah, and it's like, shut up, Japanese art guy. And then they have this like weird music that sounds like where when I'm with a masseuse. You know that.
Oh, like this noise you hear in the background.
Why is this dinging?
I don't know. But your car is going insane. Nope. There it is.
It needs to stop this shit. So, and it just goes on, and you're supposed to like study while you're listening to this. It's apparently like, this is like the most hilarious, cool thing to people who are like 19. And I'm like, well, considerably older than 19. And I don't get it. Now, here is a revelation I had yesterday. We're around all these, like, Navy guys who are, like, lieutenants. They're just newly commissioned, right?
Right.
Me and, you know, I was talking to a retired colonel, blah, 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 you know, talking to them. It would have been the equivalent of me talking to a guy who had been in Korea. That's how far Desert Storm back is from now. As opposed to when I became an officer. Whoa.
I didn't say.
The K is not for Kurt, it's for Krusty. Because I'm oldie locks. It's the boomers. I was born last week of the baby boom. The boomers are a problem. They were a problem in Canada last week. It's the old people, right?
The old hippies.
The old, yeah, just that's a freaking boomers, you know, voting for the same shittiness. It's young people who are looking for populist change. As same in America, except we overcame the boomers. And I was born the last week of the baby boom. Pisses me off. No end. Because that just sucks, you know?
They are disappointed.
It
you would think with all these years of life, right, and experience, that they would have developed some, I don't know, wisdom, discernment. I don't know.
They've always been retarded.
It's just the weirdest thing.
Yeah, I just hate boomers.
It's like they don't learn from. Well, I think what they vote for doesn't affect them.
Well, I think, you know? I think they want to vote for the status quo because they've kind of got theirs. So they don't want to change anything. They certainly don't want to give up power. You look at Nancy Pelosi, who's what, 85 or some shit.
Yeah, she won't give it up.
Still great stock picks.
No, I get
but,
it.
But they don't want to give up what they have.
Well, I understand, but then they vote for feel good things that don't affect them.
Yeah, it's all about
if it backfires.
Yeah, what do I care if you can't get a job because you're white? You know, I don't have a job. I'm retired.
Well, I care if I keep voting for the people who allow illegal aliens that terrorize you in your low-income neighborhoods.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
And this is what I'm talking about.
They're the worst. And in Canada, and I love the people who are like, it's Trump's fault the Canadians voted for him. The conservative, who wasn't that conservative? Okay? Pierre Poilievre, he's the guy with the Apple video.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He's still like a little bitch. He's like all climate change and immigration.
Okay, so he really wasn't much.
Well, he was like Trump, stay out of Canada's politics, you pussy, you sissy. What he should have gone is, it's a funny joke. Trump's doing his thing. I'm gonna stop, you know, importing all of Southeast Asia into Canada.
Yeah.
And then people were going, oh, okay. But instead, he's like, well, I don't know. Who exactly is going to go, well, you know, now that Pierre is accepted the premises of the leftist opposition. Now I'll vote for him.
It's pathetic. But it was like, oh, Trump's not again. All the like Trump, and, oh, Trump did this. It's Trump's fault.
You know who I blame for Canadians electing a communist who's going to continue the destruction of their company on?
Country.
I would blame it on the Canadians.
You said company.
Did I say company?
Yeah. I would blame it on the Canadians, too.
I blame a lot of things like Canada.
Because I didn't vote. I didn't get to vote.
I don't remember Trump voting either.
Or Trump. Or I remember, any of us.
And I believe that they had the power to vote as they saw fit. And same thing happened in Australia. There's also a lot of internal shit going on, too. And all these people are like, well, I can use this against Trump. And, of course, it doesn't work. I mean, if you go...
See, you know what's interesting is these are the countries that didn't rebel, really, against England, right? I mean...
The sissy countries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, Canada...
Makes sense.
Yeah, Canada was founded by people who weren't man enough to be American. I mean, a lot of them are French, right? Well, we know how that rolls.
But it's the Brits, because it's also in Australia.
Well, the Australians...
They're British colonies, and they didn't really rebel, right?
They just sort of, I don't know, kangarooed. Oh, they're becoming weirdos, too. They're just...
I'm just saying there's something about those Brits, because look at Britain right now.
Good Lord.
I don't even understand that.
Now, in Britain...
It doesn't even seem like the same country I grew up knowing.
Well, in Britain, the Reform Party won a whole bunch of council seats. That's like city council seats. It just destroyed Labor. So they're all voting Reform. And then people, the Reform guys are like, well, you know, we're going to get rid of all these DEI officers. And then the leftists there go, well, wait till you find out about the unions. You actually can't fire anybody. You actually can't change anything. Okay. Not super democracy-y, in my view.
Yeah.
I am. Does not sound democracy-y.
It does not.
So I'm thinking maybe that's not great. And of course, Germany's on the verge of banning the largest a party with a plurality. See, it's the boomers. They're trying desperately to hold on to power. So they say, and then you tie in this whole misinformation crowd. Well, misinformation out there. Oh, you mean people saying things you don't like? Bingo! It's not a great thing. But that's what's happening. I'm going to write more about that this week, I think. But...
I mean, it's hard to fight against it, though, I think.
No. Well, I mean, first of all, the boomers are going to die off.
Yeah, but we are really becoming a surveillance kind of state where it's easy to monitor where everybody is.
It is very easy. You know,
they can cut off access to people
easily. That's true. I have found that I'm now using my Google Pay like 90% of the time.
Really?
Google? Or whatever. Who gives a shit?
Apple.
One of those things. Phone Pay.
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, at some point they could go, well, we're just going to take that away. And we're not going to let you have access to your cash. And I'm writing a new book on the Second American Civil War. By the way, get the current book, Los Angeles, Silver Bullets on the Sunset Strip. It's a fun book. Great reviews.
Really fun.
You need to go get it. But the new one, it does have a debanking section. It's one of the ways the... bad guys attempt to suppress the freedom-loving rebellion. Very dark book. Los Angeles, happy book.
It is a happy. It's a fun book.
It's a fun book.
It's a great story.
The new one I'm writing, not so fun. Not so cheerful. But
realistic.
But realistic.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're desperately trying to cling to power. You know? And that's what trying to frame Trump was all about. It's all about clinging to power. And the thing is, time keeps marching, man. And I think, you know, young people, I think, are base. Now, the young people we were are different than most. I mean, they're in the military and stuff.
Yeah.
Man, they were some heavy-duty Catholic folks. They were doing some Catholic stuff. They were hardcore. This was not, you know,
secular.
This it was not secular, and it was not happy talk.
Yeah,
Christianity. There were no guitars.
It was not fun Jesus.
Yeah, there was not fun Jesus with guitar. Let's sing another song, everybody. Here, everybody, take some castanets. Oh, there's nothing I hate more than Christian contemporary music.
Yeah, I know.
I hate it so much.
There was genuflecting.
There was major genuflecting. There were genuflecting all over the place. Yeah. And of course, we were excluded of everything because we're not Catholic.
So, yeah, we can't take the Eucharist, but no, that's all right.
No communion there.
It's okay. I mean, at least they believe in there.
Yes. At least they believe in their own religion, which is a nice thing. Look, I've got a lot of hope for the young people because they are getting a lot of stuff's changing. And I think the reaction to woman who had got on video and she used a derogatory term, a racial epithet, and people were like, yeah, let's cancel her. And folks were like, we just don't care. And by the way, the guy who filmed her is a freaking Somali pedo. Now, that's what they said. I don't know if he's really a Somali. Okay. I don't know if he's a pedo either. I'm just telling you what people said. Okay. Don't know. Don't want him around me anyway. I'm not willing to take a chance.
Okay.
But the reaction to it, instead of like, this woman must be canceled, people gave her like freaking $500,000.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. She's got more money than the dipshit who stabbed the kid.
Oh,
the black kid who stabbed the kid got like $530,000. She's got like $540,000. I think people are pissed about that. You wanna freaking hurt race relations? Throw a lot of money into a GoFundMe for a kid who stabs somebody.
Yeah.
Okay. People are not going to take that really well. And I think they're not going to allow cancellation the same way they used to. They're like, well, I don't care what she said. Well, she said something horrible. Yeah. And people are like, okay, well, you know, everything's been horrible. Don't care. And that's, you know, that's... Yeah,
I missed seeing this video. Kurt just kind of showed me a picture, wouldn't tell me about it for some reason. And then other people have talked about it. So I've just gathered.
Yes.
About what's happened.
Yeah. The
there's bits of information.
Yeah. I mean, it's a whole thing.
Haven't seen it. It's a, you know.
Oh, look at that doggy. But I thought it was. I think people are just not allowing themselves to accept designated reactions anymore. Yeah, we're not canceling them.
That's good.
I think people need to say screw you more. And I think people need to, people are just not going to be told what they can and can't think or say, even if it's something that maybe you wouldn't want to say. Well, there's a distillery. There's lots of stuff around here. So anyway, I just think, and it's especially young people, and I think it's going to, I think they're going to have a giant reaction against boomerism. And you know what? Couldn't do any worse than the freaking boomers. So, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday are my town hall columns. You can follow me at Twitter.
Is it here?
Yeah. Or at Kurt Schlichter at Twitter. And go get Los Angeles, Silver Bullets on Sense. That's true. You can go get that.
It's a fun book.
It is a fun book.
Enjoy it.
It's one of the fun. Yeah, I hope I'm on the right street.
Nope, you're not. So,
really?
Get off of this so we can figure it out.
All right, well. Okay. All right, guys. We got to go find the dogs at their...
they're lost.
The dogs are at the dog resort. Dogs probably were in a better hotel than we were.
That's true. Well, we're almost there.
I
just figured it out.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot. And we'll see you next week. Thank you for being a VIP member.